I recently talked to a college woman who told me that she came from a family with a Taoist background.
最近跟一位女士聊到她是从一位是从一个信道道教的家庭背景出来的。
She said that shortly after her father became a Christian, that people from her church came to their house and purged the house from idolatry.
他提到他的父亲成为一个基督徒之后，教会的很多人来到他家里，就把他们家以前有的一些偶像都清理掉了。
They destroyed every idol and every object that was even remotely associated with idolatry.
他们把那些偶像，甚至是可能跟偶像有相关的一些物件都毁掉。
As a result, several thousands of dollars of objects were destroyed.
结果就是他们家被毁掉这些可能价值有几万美元的物件。
Perhaps a few of you come from a similar background.
可能我们中间也有人是从这样子的家庭背景出来的。
Perhaps you have in your own home idols or objects that are associated with idolatry.
可能我们其中有人家里面也有这样子的一些偶像，或者是跟偶像相关的一些物件。
If so, I would challenge you to destroy those objects if you're a Christian, because they could become a hindrance to your worship of God.
那今天我想挑战大家，就是可以把这些东西除掉，因为它有可能。如果作为基督徒的话，它有可能妨碍你对神的敬拜。
However, most of us probably do not come from that background.
那我想可能还有一些人他家里不是这样子的背景出来的。
We've never bowed down to an idol.
我们可能从来也没有向偶像下拜过。
We do not have any statues of idols in our house.
我们家里可能也没有一些塑像，就是偶像的塑像。
However, many of us still need to purge our lives from idolatry.
但我们自己的生命还是要除掉一些生命中的偶像。
How could this be so?
为什么会这样呢？
If we don't have any statues of idols in our house, how could we be guilty of idolatry?
如果我们家里并没有一些可见的偶像，我们为什么有可能会犯偶像崇拜的罪呢？
Take a look at Colossians 3 verse 5.
让我们看一下哥罗西书三章五节。
The Apostle Paul writes,Put to death, therefore, whatever belongs to your earthly nature, sexual immorality, impurity, lust, evil desires, and greed, which is idolatry.
哥罗西书三章五节说，所以要致死你们在地上的肢体，就如淫乱、污秽、邪情、恶欲和贪恋，贪恋就与拜偶像一样。
According to the Apostle Paul, greed is a form of idolatry.
按保罗所说的，贪恋是一种偶像崇拜。
Have you ever been greedy?
你有没有为什么贪心过呢？
Have you ever taken more than your fair share?
你有没有拿过一些多过自己当得的东西呢？
Have you ever been obsessed with getting more than you really need?
你有没有非常急切的想得到一些并不是你需要的东西呢？
Are you unwilling to share your financial blessings with those who have less than you?
你有没有不愿意把自己的财富的一些部分跟穷人分享呢？
Is getting rich your top priority in your life?
你的人生目标是成为一个有钱人吗？
If so, you are guilty of the sin of idolatry.
如果是的话，我们中间可能很多人都在偶像崇拜中挣扎。
Most of us struggle with greed.
因为我们很多人都在贪婪中挣扎过。
So most of us could be considered idolaters.
从这个意义上，我们可以都被看作是偶像崇拜者。
But why is greed considered a form of idolatry?
那为什么贪婪是一种偶像崇拜呢？
Take a look at Exodus chapter 20 verse 3.
我们看一下出埃及记二十章三节。
Thou shalt have no other gods before me.
那你说除我以外，你不可有别的神。
You see, when we are greedy, we are guilty of putting money or possessions in front of God.
当我们贪婪的时候，我们就是把金钱或者其他的东西放在比神还要重要的位置。
We are guilty of considering these things as more important than God.
我们犯罪是因为我们把它们看作比神还要更加重要。
In fact, idolatry is when you consider anything or anybody to be more important than God.
实际上，偶像崇拜就是你把一件东西或者一个人看作比神对你来说还要重要。
It can be a thing like your house.
它可能会是一样东西，可能是你的房子。
Or it can be a person like your boyfriend.
也可能是一个人，比如说你的男朋友。
It can be something bad like an addiction to cigarettes or gambling or pornography.
它可能指的是会是一样不好的东西，比如说上瘾、吸烟、赌博或者黄色的东西。
Or it can even be something good like getting good grades.
但它也可能是好的，比如说想要考试拿好的成绩。
A person's ministry can even become an idol if it becomes more important to them than their relationship to God.
就连我们服侍神的事工服侍也可能成为一个偶像，如果你把服侍看作比与神的关系更重要的话。
How can you tell if something or somebody is becoming more important to you than God is?
我们怎么才能辨别出某样东西或者某个人已经变成了比神还要重要的偶像呢？
A person or a thing becomes an idol when it causes you to sacrifice your love for God.
当这个东西或者人促使你对神的爱减少的时候，它就成为一样偶像。
This can happen to us in two different ways.
这种会有两种情况会发生。
It can happen when something...The obvious way is when that person or thing causes you to disobey God.
有一个很明显的方式就是这样物品或者人它促使你背离神。
If you are sacrificing your purity for your girlfriend, then your girlfriend is becoming an idol to you.
如果你为了你的女朋友可以牺牲自己的纯洁，那这个女朋友就成了偶像。
Because that's showing that you love her more than you love obeying God.
因为这就表明你爱他多过你爱神，而且爱多过你想要遵守神的诫命。
If you get drunk when you drink alcohol, that is an indication that you love alcohol more than God, and so alcohol has become your idol.
如果你每次喝酒都会喝醉，那爱喝酒就成了你的偶像。
But there is a more subtle way that a person or a thing can become an idol.
偶像的出现还有可能有一种很微妙的情况。
A person or a thing can become an idol when it causes you to keep from doing what God wants you to do.
这种不容易察觉的情况就是当一个人或者一样事情它使得你不去做神要你做的事情的时候它就成了偶像。
In other words, when involvement in your own agenda becomes more important than your involvement in God's agenda, you are practicing idolatry.
就是比如说当你自己把自己的计划安排看作是更优先于神给你的计划安排的时候，你就是犯了拜偶像的罪。
Now there might not be anything wrong with it if you are practicing it in moderation.
这并不是说我们适当的去做计划安排有什么不对。
But it does become wrong when it takes too much of your time.
但如果这些计划和安排花去我们太多的心思和时间，它就成了拜偶像的罪。
Let me give you an example.
让我给大家举个例子。
A few years ago, I bought my very first computer game for myself.
几年前我给自己买了我的第一套电脑游戏。
Guess what it was?
你能猜猜是什么吗?
I'm going to sound like a real nerd.
听上去肯定一定是初代入台玩的游戏。
It was Scrabble.
是 Scrabble 游戏。
This is a game that you put words together and you to form a crossword puzzle.
就是你把一些词放在一起可以组成一些句子的游戏。
I love playing Scrabble, but...Sometimes I have trouble convincing Hildy to play because she's not as passionate about playing Scrabble as I am.
我很喜欢玩这个 Scrabble 游戏，但是有时候我很难说服我太太 Hildy 跟我一起玩，因为她并不像我这么热衷这个游戏。
But once I had a Scrabble computer game, I could play it whenever I wanted to. And it gave me really good competition. Now, is there anything morally wrong with playing Scrabble? Of course not. But it became an idol when I played game after game after game. I had better things to do with my life. I could have spent more time with my family. I could have spent more time calling people. I could spend more time preparing sermons. But instead, I was wasting my time playing Scrabble. You see, if the devil can't make you bad, he'll make you busy. Is there anything wrong with working? Of course not. God wants you to work hard so that you can earn a living and so that you can give to the church and to the poor people. But working can become an idol when it takes so much of your time that you don't have enough time to spend with your family or to serve your local church.
但是当你一直忙于工作，却很少花时间与家人相处，或者很少花时间来服侍神的时候，你的工作就变成了一个偶像。
Is it wrong for students to take difficult classes in high school or in college?
对于学生来说，他们有的人在高中或大学选修一些难、深度的课程，这样有错吗？
Of course not.
当然不是。
That knowledge can be used for the glory of God.
他们学来的知识是可以被用来荣耀神。But
studying can become an idol when you study so much that you do not have time to be active in your church community.
但是如果你花太多时间只顾学习，而没有时间参与教会的服事和社区的服事，它也可以成为一种偶像。It's
amazing to me to see how many students can be on fire for God during the summer, but they fizzle out during the school year.
我曾经看到过很多的学生在夏天的时候，看到他们对神都很热心，但是在一个学年中就渐渐的冷淡下去了。I
truly hope that my daughters excel in school.
我当然也希望我的女儿她可以在学校成绩优秀。But
I would much rather prefer that they excel in their spiritual lives than that they excel in their academic lives.
如果比起课业的成绩来说，我更愿意他看见他在灵命上有长进。
Is it wrong to spend time with your children?
我们花很多时间和孩子在一起有错吗？
Of course not.
当然不是。
God wants us to be loving fathers and mothers.
神希望我们可以成为有爱心的父母。
And there are seasons in our lives when we may need to take a step back and invest more time in our children, and we won't have as much time to be involved in the church community. This may particularly be true when our children are newborns or if our children become rebellious teenagers.
尤其是在孩子刚出生的时候，或者他们进入青春期、反叛期的时候。
But sometimes children can become an excuse for a lack of involvement in church, and thus they can become our idols. Is it wrong to ski?
滑雪不对吗?
Is it wrong to play basketball?
打篮球不对吗?
Is it wrong to work on your house?
修理房子有什么不对吗?
Is it wrong to surf the internet?
上网看看有什么不对吗?
All of these things can be good if they are done in moderation.
这些, 只要是适当的、得当、适中的都是好的。
But if you spend too much time and money investing in these things so that you cannot spend enough time and money invested in God's agenda, then you are guilty of idolatry.
但当我们花太多时间或精力在这些事情上，而没有在专注在神对我们的计划上，他们就可能成为偶像。
Are you reading the Bible on a regular basis?
我想问大家，你现在读经的生活规律吗？
But you say, Pastor Paul, you don't understand. I'm really busy.
你可能会说，保罗牧师，你真的不了解，我真的很忙。
I don't have any time for that.
我的时间都不够用。
You don't have time for to invest 15 to 20 minutes in reading the Bible?
每天难道没有15分钟到30分钟的时间来读经吗？
That would be like me saying, I love Hildy.
这就好像我口上是说我爱我太太 Hildy.
And so you ask me, well, how's she doing?
然后有人问我，那她还好吗？
And I say, I don't know.
然后我说，我不太了解。
We live in the same house.
我们虽然住在同一个房子里。
But I'm too busy to talk to her.
但我太忙了，都没跟她说上话。
The last time I talked to her was maybe 3 weeks ago.
我上次跟她讲话可能是三周以前吧。
I hate to say it, but many of us have become idolaters.
我不想这样说，但是其实我们中间有很多人都成为偶像崇拜者。
We struggle with idolatry on a daily basis.
我们每天都在拜偶像的问题上挣扎。
Because there are people or things that we love more than we love God.
因为我们爱一些事情或者一些人比我们爱神还要多。
Our idols have stolen from God the time, the money, and the obedience that He deserves.
那些偶像从我们这里偷走了神本该当得的时间、金钱和顺服。
So we need to confess this sin and repent from our idolatry and give God the wholehearted worship and devotion that He deserves.
所以我们需要在神面前认罪悔改，这样我们才能献给神他当得的我们全心的敬拜。
But we not only need to address the idolatry that is in our own lives, but we also need to address the idolatry that we may see in the lives of our Christian brothers and sisters.
还有我们不光是要对付我们自己生命中的偶像，我们也需要挑战弟兄姐妹他们心中的偶像。当我们看见有偶像的时候，
What should we do when we see that people have the wrong priorities and are thus guilty of the sin of idolatry?
当我们见到有人把神以外的其他东西当作更重要的，而过一种不顺服的生活方式的时候，我们该怎样劝他们转回呢？
We can find some valuable insights to that question by taking a look at Exodus chapter 32.
我们可以从出埃及记三十二章这里学到宝贵的答案。
In this passage, we can see that the children of Israel fell into the sin of idolatry.
在这一章，我们看到以色列的儿女陷入偶像崇拜。
And we can also see two different ways that two different people addressed the sin of idolatry.
我们看到有两个人他们对这种罪的两种不同的方式。
Moses addressed it one way, and his brother Aaron addressed it in another way.
摩西是用一种方式对待，他的哥哥亚伦则用另外一种方式对待。
So let's see which one did it the right way.
我们来看看谁做的是对的。
Let's pick up the story in Exodus chapter 32, verses 1 through 6.
让我们从出埃及记三十二章一到六节开始读一下。
When the people saw that Moses was so long in coming down from the mountain, they gathered around Aaron and said, Come, make us gods who will go before us. As for this fellow Moses who brought us out of Egypt, we don't know what has happened to him. Aaron answered them, Take off the gold ring earrings that your wives, your sons, and daughters are wearing and bring them to me. So all the people took off their earrings and brought them to Aaron. He took what they had handed him and made it into an idol cast in the shape of a calf.Fashioning it with a tool. Then they said, These are your gods, O Israel, who brought you up out of Egypt. When Aaron saw this, he built an altar in front of the calf and announced, Tomorrow there will be a festival to the Lord. So the next day the people rose early and sacrificed burnt offerings and presented fellowship offerings. Afterwards they sat down to eat and drink and got up to indulge in revelry. In this passage, we see that Moses had gone to the top of Mount Sinai so that the Lord could give him the commandments for the people to obey.
在这里我们看到摩西上到西乃山顶，他取了神给他的十诫，好让以色列人民遵行。
He took a long time, so the people got impatient.
他在上面待了很久，所以山下的人就等得不耐烦了。
And they told Aaron to make an idol for them.
这些人就让亚伦给他们铸了一个偶像。
Aaron was so eager to please the people that he made a golden calf, or literally a strong young bull.
亚伦急于取悦这些以色列人，就给他们做了一个金牛像，其实是一个牛犊像。
So why did Aaron shape this idol to be a young bull?
亚伦为什么要做一个像是牛犊的金牛像呢？
Why not a statue of a man or a sheep or a pig?
为什么不做一个人的像，或者是牛的像，或者猪的像呢？
It was because the Egyptians worshipped an idol called Apis.
因为埃及人当时拜了一个偶像叫 Apis
and Apis was a young bull
那他就是一个牛犊的样子
Aaron wanted to be like the Egyptians
亚伦就按照以色列人所拜的偶像造这个像
but it's possible that he also wanted to remind them about the Lord's strength
也有可能是亚伦的本意是想让以色列人想到从牛犊想到上帝给的力量
Notice in verse 5 that he tells them that they are going to have a feast to the Lord.
因为我们看到在第五节他还让以色列人向耶和华守节。
But the children of Israel did not look at the bull that way.
但以色列人并不是这样看这个牛犊的像。
Instead, they ended up worshiping the bull as if it was their own God.
他们却把牛当作神来拜。
And then they began a party.
然后他们就开始了狂欢
Not in a godly, joyful way.
并不是一种圣洁的欢庆
But a drunken, sexually immoral way.
而是一种醉酒的淫乱放荡的狂欢
It wasn't exactly what Aaron had in mind, and as a result, the people were out of control.
一切都没有像亚伦希望的那样，然后结果就是这些以色列人失去了控制。
Aaron should have known better than to make a graven image.
亚伦本应该知道造一个神的像并不解决问题。
The Ten Commandments were already given in Exodus chapter 20.
在出埃及记二十章里，神已经颁布了他的十诫。
And one of those commands was, "Thou shalt not make any graven image."
其中有一条诫命就是，你不可为自己雕刻偶像。
The young bull was a graven image.
这个牛犊像就是一个偶像。
It was wrong for Aaron to make this image.
亚伦这样做是错误的。
Because it made God into an animal.
因为他把神当作一种动物的形象。
And as a result, the people started to act like animals.
结果就是敬拜他的以色列人就成了一群动物似的。
In this passage, you can see three different characteristics of Aaron.
从这段经文我们看到亚伦的三个特点。
First of all, he was more concerned about pleasing the people than he was about pleasing God.
首先他更多想的是要取悦人而多于取悦神。
In other words, he was a lot more concerned about being popular than he was about being godly.
也就是说他更在意自己是不是得到以色列人的拥护。
Secondly, he was more concerned about being honored than about honoring God.
其次他更在意的是自己能是不是得到尊贵而不是去尊敬神。
And as a result, thirdly, Aaron compromised God's standards to accommodate their sinful desires.
结果就是第三点亚伦他妥协了神的标准而去适应了人的罪性的欲望。
Now let's take a look at verses 7 through 10 to see how God responded to the people's idolatry.
接下来我们看看七到十节，神是怎样回应以色列人的偶像崇拜的。
Now Moses used to take a tent and pitch it outside. Then the Lord said to Moses, "Go down, because your people, whom you brought up out of Egypt, have become corrupt. They have become quick to turn away from what I commanded them, and have made themselves an idol, cast in the shape of a calf."They have bowed down to it and sacrificed to it and have said, These are your gods, O Israel, who brought you out of Egypt. I have seen these people, the Lord said to Moses, and they are a stiff-necked people. Now leave me alone, so that my anger may burn against them, and that I may destroy them. Then I will make you into a great nation. It seems like God was offering Moses an offer he could not resist.
我们从7到10节这里看到, 好像神给了摩西一个他不能拒绝的一个offer.
The children of Israel had become whiny, ungrateful people whom had made Moses' life miserable.
以色列人一直都是抱怨而且不感恩，他们早就让摩西吃够了苦头。
God made an offer to Moses to get rid of them.
神对摩西的一个给他的一个方法是说，他要除掉这些以色列人。
If Moses accepted the offer, he would no longer have to lead these ungrateful people.
如果摩西接受的话，他就不用再费劲去领导这带领这些人了。
And God was offering to Moses a chance to become the new head of a nation.
而且神还要告诉摩西说，他可以让他的后裔成为大国。
That'd be a great privilege.
这是很大的一个特殊的待遇。
But let's take a look at how Moses responded in verses 11 through 14.
让我们读一下第11节到14节，摩西是怎样回复神的。
But Moses sought the favor of the Lord his God. O Lord, he said, why should your anger burn against your people, whom you brought out of Egypt with great power and a mighty hand? Why should the Egyptians say it was with evil intent that he brought them out, to kill them in the mountains and to wipe them off the face of the earth? Turn from your fierce anger, relent, and do not bring disaster on your people. Remember your servants Abraham, Isaac, and Israel, to whom you swore by your own self. I will make your descendants as numerous as the stars in the sky, and I will give your descendants all this land I promised them, and it will be their inheritance forever. Then the Lord relented and did not bring on his people the disaster he had threatened. Why did Moses refuse God's offer? First, he was more concerned about honoring God than he was about honoring himself. Moses knew that if God destroyed the Jews, that he would look like an evil God in the eyes of Egypt, the Egyptians.
摩西知道，如果上帝毁灭以色列人的话，在埃及人看来，他们会觉得上帝是一个作恶的神。
And secondly, Moses loved the people more than he loved himself.
其次，我们看到摩西他爱以色列人胜过爱他自己。
He was willing to sacrifice the honor of becoming the new Abraham than having his own people destroyed.
他宁愿失去一个机会成为又一个亚伯拉罕，而也不愿意让他的人民被毁灭。
In verses 19 through 20, we can see another way that Moses responded to idolatry.
从19节到20节，我们可以看到摩西用另外一种方式回应了人们的偶像崇拜。When
Moses approached the camp and saw the calf and the dancing, his anger burned, and he threw the tablets out of his hands, breaking them to pieces at the foot of the mountain. And he took the calf they had made and burned it in the fire. Then he ground it to powder, scattered it on the water, and made the Israelites drink it. Instead of compromising God's standard to accommodate the people's sins, like Aaron did, Moses confronted the people's sins to meet God's standards.
不像亚伦他妥协了神的标准，摩西他为了符合神的标准，正面的迎击了以色列人的罪。
He broke the tablets so that the people would visibly see that they had broken God's commandments.
他摔碎了石板，为的是让人们清楚地看见，而且知道说他们已经违背了神的诫命。
And then he destroyed the idol and made them drink it, so that they could see how bitter their sin was to God's taste.
他毁坏了偶像，而且让以色列人把掺杂碎末的水喝下去， 为的是让这些人尝到犯罪得罪神的苦味。
Moses was not going to win any popularity contest by coming down so hard on this sin.
摩西对待罪是 如此的强硬直接，如果要按照人气的话，他肯定赢不了亚伦。
But that did not matter to Moses because he was more concerned about pleasing God than he was about pleasing himself.
但是这对他没有意义，因为他所在更在乎的是如何取悦神。
He was more concerned about pleasing God than pleasing the people.
他更在乎取悦神而非取悦于人。
You would think that since Aaron was so concerned about pleasing the people that he would have really loved these people.
你可能想，既然亚伦这么在乎取悦以色列人，他可能真的很爱这些以色列人吧。
But take a look at verses 21 through 24.
让我们看一下21节到24节。
He said to Aaron, What did these people do to you that you led them into such great sin? Oh, do not be angry, my lord, Aaron answered. You know how prone these people are to evil. They said to me, Make us gods who will go before us. As for this fellow Moses who brought us up out of Egypt, we didn't know what has happened to him.So I told them, whoever has any gold jewelry, take it off. Then they gave me the gold, and I threw it into the fire, and out came this calf. When Moses confronted Aaron about the idolatry, Aaron did not admit that he was wrong.
当摩西正面责备亚伦犯了偶像崇拜的罪的时候，亚伦并没有承认他的过失。
Instead, he came up with three different excuses.
相反，他编了三个借口。
First of all, the people were too bad.
第一，他说这些人太坏了，太败坏。
It was their fault, not his.
是他们自己犯错，而不在于他。
Secondly, Moses was taking too long.
第二，他说摩西你上山的时间太长了。
He should have come down sooner.
你应该早点就下来就好了。
It was Moses' fault, not his own.
是摩西的错，而不在于他。
And thirdly, he had thrown the gold into the fire, and God had miraculously turned it into a young bull.
第三是他仅仅只是把金子扔进了火里，但不知怎么的，神就把金子变成一个牛犊的形状。
It was God's fault, not his own.
他说是神的错，不是他。
You see, unlike Moses, Aaron loved himself more than he loved the people.
我们看到与摩西不同的是，亚伦他爱自己胜过爱其他人。
So instead of sacrificing himself to save the people, he sacrificed the people to save himself.
所以他宁愿牺牲以色列人来救自己，而不是像摩西一样。
So what's the difference between Moses and his brother Aaron?
亚伦和摩西他们之间的主要的区别是什么呢？
Aaron made idols, but Moses destroyed idols.
亚伦制造了偶像，而摩西毁掉偶像。
Aaron condoned idolatry, but Moses condemned idolatry.
亚伦纵容偶像崇拜，而摩西则谴责偶像崇拜。
Remember my addiction to that Scrabble computer game?
记得我刚才提到我曾经沉溺于这个电脑游戏吗？
I tried to play the game in moderation, but I just couldn't.
我试着少打一点，但是我就是控制不住。
The lure of playingScrabble computer games was just too strong.
就是想要玩那个游戏的诱惑力太强了。
So guess what I did?
然后知道我最后怎么做的吗？
I removed the game from the computer and I threw the Scrabble computer CD away.
我把那个游戏从电脑里删除了，而且把 CD 扔掉了。
I destroyed my idol.
我除掉了自己的偶像。
I purged my life from idolatry so that I could invest my time in things that were more important.
我把生命中的偶像除掉，就是可以花更多的时间在我认为生命最重要的事情，就是神上。
What idol do you need to destroy?
你需要除掉的偶像是什么呢？
Do you have a computer game that you need to remove from your computer?
你电脑上也有一个需要被删除的游戏吗？
Do you need to adjust your priorities in 2010 so that you will be actively involved in the church community even when the school gets difficult?
你需要在2010年把一些事情做出调整，即使在功课繁重的时候也可以参与教会的服事吗？
Do you need to get out of a relationship that is causing you to drift away from God?
你需要结束一段关系是导致你远离神的关系吗？
Are you willing to take drastic steps to purge your life from idolatry?
你愿意用坚决的方式来毁掉你生命中的偶像吗？
Also, what will you do to help your friends who are consumed with idolatry?
还有你愿意怎样帮助你身边的那些陷入偶像崇拜的朋友呢？
I had a friend in Colorado who was addicted to marijuana and beer.
我有一个朋友，他住在 Colorado， 他曾经沉溺于毒品和酒精。
For years, I told him that he needed to get involved in a Christian support group.
很多年以前，我就劝他说，他应该找一个基督徒的团体。
But for years, he told me that he did not need to do that.
这么多年，他一直说他不需要。
Finally, his wife left him, and his life hit rock bottom.
最后他太太离开了他，他的人生也掉进了最低谷。
He realized that he needed help, so he went to a Christian support group.
他意识到自己确实需要帮助，于是他就去了一个基督徒团体。
The first day he went to it, he thought to himself, I should have listened to Paul a long time ago.
第一天他去的时候，他对自己说，我早就应该听Paul的了。
To make a long story short, he gave up his...marijuana and beer, but not only that, he also gave up his addictions to lesser things like Mountain Dew and John Madden computer football games. Computer football games.
简短的说，他最后不光是离开了毒品和酒，而且还脱离了一些其他的网络游戏，还有其他的一些上瘾症。
He now has a committed relationship to both God and to his wife.
现在他跟神有很委身的关系，也和他太太很和好。
And he no longer has a committed relationship to these addictions.
他再也不会受这些不良嗜好的缠绕了。
If you look around, you can probably see some of your brothers and sisters who are involved in idolatry.
当你看看四周，你可能会看见有些弟兄姐妹他们会陷入某种偶像崇拜。
These are people who love things or people more than they love God.
他们可能会爱一些人或者事情胜过他们爱神。
Will you respond to their sin like Aaron, or will you respond to their sin like Moses?
你会怎样回应他们的罪呢？是像亚伦呢，还是像摩西？
Will you be more concerned about your own honor or God's honor?
你是会更在乎自己的好处还是神的喜悦呢？
Will you be more concerned about pleasing God or pleasing people?
你更在乎于取悦神还是取悦人呢？
Will you compromise God's standards in order to accommodate their sins, or will you confront their sins to meet God's standards?
你会妥协降低神的标准来符合他们的罪，还是你会直接责备他们的罪，让他们回转到神的标准呢？
Will you love yourself more than you love your brothers and sisters, or will you love your brothers and sisters more than you love yourself?
你会爱自己多过爱这些弟兄姐妹，还是相反呢？
I challenge you to be like Moses.
我挑战大家都能够像摩西一样。
Confront your brothers and sisters regarding their sin of idolatry.
直面责备那些弟兄姐妹他们在偶像崇拜的罪中。
And help them to change their priorities in order to make God their number one love and passion.
帮助他们可以改变他们心中最重要的位置，让神作为他们最重要的。
Let's pray.
让我们一起祷告。
Father, please forgive us for our idolatry.
天父，求你赦免我们崇拜偶像的罪。
Forgive us for loving persons or things more than we love you.
主赦免我们曾经或者现在爱一些人和事情胜过爱你。
Forgive us for addictions that have caused us to not love you as much as you so worthily deserve.
赦免我们陷入一些沉溺于一些事情，让我们不能来全心爱你。
Help us to.Destroy those idols.
帮助我们可以除掉这些偶像。
Help us to humble ourselves to find help.
帮助我们可以谦卑，寻找帮助。
May our church be a place where brothers and sisters accept each other as they are.
求你帮助我们在教会中弟兄姐妹可以彼此接纳。
But help each other become all that you intend them to be.
但也成为你愿意我们成为的样子。
Too many times we try to act like our brothers and sisters' lives are not our business.
很多时候我们表现出好像弟兄姐妹的生命与我们无关。
That help us be wise in knowing how to confront the idolatry in other people's lives.
主求你给我们智慧，让我们可以知道怎样直面面对其他人的偶像崇拜的罪。
And as fellow strugglers, may we help each other love you more than anything else.
所以我们都是在这样的最终挣扎的，求你帮助我们可以。彼此扶持，可以更多的爱你。
We pray this in Jesus' name.
我们祷告奉耶稣的名。